course, now they're schools, they're grade schools and all that. They wear a uniform. They all dress alike. In some of the country schools, and we live in a country town, and they all dress more or less alike. But in Oxford, there they just wore regular clothes. Balliol, I don't know the background of Balliol, but it was one of the earlier colleges. Of course, you know, Oxford's made up of 20 or 30 different colleges. And but he selected Balliol for what reason, I don't know.
Let me backtrack a minute. I forgot to ask you a few things about your wife. Where was she born?
She was born in an adjoining county here in Madison County. And she attended a college at Clarksville, School of the College of the Ozarks, I believe they call it.
Did she finish?
I think so, and she was a school teacher. She taught in country school. In fact, she taught in a local school here. She taught 7th grade when I met her. Her father was born in this county. Her mother was born in Ironton, Missouri. The came from Tennessee. And her mother, people came from Blacksburg, Virginia.
Say her mother's people?
From Blacksburg. Or Virginia Tech's located at Blacksburg. In fact, some of the relatives was, he was the professor of agriculture or something there at Virginia Tech. Mm-hmm. We visited him. Mm-hmm.
And does she go to the Presbyterian Church too?
Well, we are members of the Presbyterian Church. We're not a very good church then. Her father was an early politician. He was county judge here for a while. He was state senator. And he was representative of the county. Mm-hmm. In fact, he had the position of being a lieutenant governor one time. They called him something else, but then it was his equivalent of lieutenant governor. Mm-hmm.
And how old is she now?
She's the same age I am.
76? I meant to ask you a minute ago, well no, I already did, but is she in any sort of clubs, organizations?
Oh, she belongs to one of the oldest clubs here in the community. They call it the 20th Century Club. It's a ladies' organization. And they've got a little bridge club. She's interested in handwork and things like that. Mm-hmm. And after we got out of the business, I've had more fun after retired than I had all the time put together. Mm-hmm. And we've traveled quite a lot. We're fixing to go to Spain and Africa this fall.
Is that right?
Take a little 8-day trip on all these tours and go down on the Mediterranean, and then they go from Morocco and Tangier to Gibraltar. I don't want a long trip, so it's just about a week, 8-day trip.
Mm-hmm. Going to do that this summer?
Hmm?
Going to do that this
fall?
Do that
this fall.
This fall.
They're getting up a group now from Springfield. They'll fly from Springfield to Granada or someplace like that on the Mediterranean.
Will that be your first trip to Spain?
Yeah, I've never been to Spain.
What about Africa?
Never been to Africa.
What part of Africa?
This is in Morocco, Tangier. One or two little places up there on the Mediterranean. I'd like to see a little bit more of it, but then my age, I don't like to take too long a trip. We made a bus trip last year up through the New England states, and it take in the fall review, which we've got as pretty timber as they have
down
here. Yeah.